Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
The government has today rejected criticism of Simon Harris, the Taoiseach, by the Israeli Foreign Ministry over his first Dáil speeches, Taoiseach, for not specifically mentioning the Israeli hostages in Gaza. I'm joined now from Tel Aviv by a spokesperson for the Israeli government, Rachele Karamson. Rachele, you're very welcome indeed to the programme. We heard those reports today that your foreign ministry is expressing fury, to be fair, over the Irish government's intention to give formal recognition to a Palestinian state. Might you expand for me on what the objections are to the government's intentions?
Our objections are, first of all, what happened about 6 months ago is a horrific, horrific, horrific atrocity that has not occurred in this level to the Jewish people, but to the state of Israel in our history. And I think, you know, we still have 133 hostages being held in Gaza. They have never been seen by the Red Cross in all of this 6 months. Mm-hmm. So the situation for us is very grave, and it is, you know, the daily crimes against humanity by Hamas that they commit daily is unbelievable. And any negotiation talks, you know, for a ceasefire or anything must include unconditional release of the hostage. And I think that is where the, you know, outrage might be, that this situation is a grave situation for our citizens. And we just feel that, you know.
Are you saying that hasn't been recognized enough by the Irish state?
I'm saying in regards to what they were referring to with this statement, I guess they felt with this statement that it wasn't mentioned in the way it should be. And in general,
but the Hamas attack of October the 7th was mentioned in the speech that the foreign ministry in Israel is referring to. I have the quote for you if you wish. We have not been silenced. The Taoiseach says, we have not been silent on the unforgivable terrorist actions of Hamas on the 7th of October.
Their fury is, especially in regards to recognizing a Palestinian state, within the current state of what's going on with the Palestinians, the current climate in Gaza and the current state of Palestinian affairs, this is absolutely no time to be focusing on possibly recognizing any Palestinian state.
There's when would a good time be? Because you've rejected that for some time now, a Palestinian state.
Actually, we have come to the negotiating table quite a few times, 5 or 6 times in the last number of years, to negotiate with the Palestinians and to make great concessions on our side.
But your Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, has rejected a two-state solution now and any statehood for the Palestinian people. Don't they have a right to statehood?
The Palestinian people have a right to statehood. The current state of affairs in Gaza and the current climate within the Palestinian, either whether it's the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank or leadership in Gaza for the Palestinian people. Currently, Hamas is still in the leadership role in Gaza. They were elected in one election. There were never any other elections. But at the same time, they're still, quote unquote, the leadership of the Palestinian people.
And you're critical of the Irish government's moves to recognize a Palestinian state. You're also critical of the new Taoiseach Simon Harris's first speech. Can I ask you, Rachele, is the Israeli government targeting Ireland along with Spain and Malta and Belgium and Slovenia and Norway because those countries are backing an initiative to give formal recognition to a Palestinian state? Is that what's behind all of this?
Targeting these countries, I think what we're expressing here is our, frankly, outrage at the fact that this is the conversation that is being talked about right now. Like I said, we still have 133 people still being held in Gaza. And just, I think it was last week, we came upon another one of our hostages who had been killed. He was kidnapped alive. There was evidence of this. And then he was killed while in captivity. This is a war crime. This is what should be on the forefront. Once we get through this, once we get through this war and we eliminate Hamas, then possibly there will be time for the right voices to arise when the oppression of Hamas is over. The right voices of peace and coexistence can rise in Gaza, and then perhaps it would be time to talk about that.
It's notable that you still talk about annihilating Hamas completely when there are ceasefire talks ongoing. And I just wonder what the status of those ceasefire talks are. This latest US-backed proposal, which involves women and children and elderly or sick hostages in Gaza being exchanged for 900 Palestinian prisoners. What is the status of that when the Prime Minister says he set a date for a ground invasion of Rafah?
So these are not things that are mutually exclusive. These are, you know, our goal to destroy Hamas and achieve total victory in Gaza, meaning that they will never be able to pose a threat to us from Gaza. That still holds. Entering Rafah, like the Prime Minister said, he has set a date and we will be moving forward with that. At the same time, negotiations for releasing our hostages through some sort of pause or some sort of, you know, agreement is something that is one of our war goals. One of our war goals is bringing our hostages home. And if that's achieved either through some sort of negotiation process or achieved through the fact that we just destroy every single battalion of Hamas until, you know, there's nowhere else for them to hide and in that process retrieve the hostages. So these are not
You think, Rekala, that it's it can work in parallel, that you launch a ground invasion of Rafah where over 2 million people are trapped and could cause the death of many thousands more of innocent people. You can run that concurrently along with ceasefire talks. Is that your belief?
Along with talks that include releasing our hostages. Talking about a ceasefire, Hamas doesn't want a ceasefire. Hamas wants us to cease fire, meaning us stop firing on them so they can continue going about business as usual. Hamas has never abided by any ceasefire that has ever been set between Israel and Hamas.
Maybe Hamas
in any of the conflicts
cannot fulfill the conditions. It's reported today that Hamas says it doesn't have 40 hostages who would fit the criteria for a deal with Israel.
I think, first of all, taking Hamas's word on face value on anything that they say is just, you know, no one should do that.
But if you wouldn't take
the word, if you wouldn't take the word of ISIS or Al-Qaeda, why would you take Hamas's word? They would say anything.
Without doubt.
At any
but
point.
What we're doing here is looking at all the permutations. But what if they are correct? Then you're asking for conditions to be fulfilled that cannot be fulfilled.
They are the ones who violated our borders and took our civilians hostage. That's on them. They need to find the hostages. There's also been reports at different points where Hamas said things like they don't know where they are. That is on them. They are supposed to return the hostages that they stole.
How many
October
hostages
7th.
Do you think are still alive, Rekala?
Currently, what we know is they still hold 133 hostages. How many of those are alive or how many of those are not alive, we don't have exact information because the hostages, as I said, have never been visited by the Red Cross.
Okay. And, you,
and this
do
is a
you
war
know,
crime.
Do you know if Hamas have the hostages or if other groups, Islamist groups, have them as well?
They have been different claims to that. And there were even Israeli hostages who were returned that said they had been abducted by Gazan civilians and then sold to Hamas. So the situation is not exactly clear. And I think anything that the IDF knows and any intel that we have, I'm obviously not going to be sharing that here on air. Mm-hmm. But all I will say is Hamas is responsible for the hostages.
Can I
they
ask
took
you,
the hostages, they need to return them.
Can I ask you, Rekala, about the grave humanitarian situation in Gaza at the moment? Aid is getting through, more aid is getting through at the moment, but not enough according to various aid agencies. And USAID, for example, says that there is famine right now in Gaza. The methodology that the IPC uses, one that we had our expert scrub, said Samantha Power of USAID, it's one that's relied upon in other settings. And that is their assessment. And we believe that that assessment is credible and that is that famine is at the moment happening in northern Gaza especially. How do you respond?
First of all, as you said, there is more aid coming into Gaza than ever before. You know, before the war began, there were about 70 food trucks, and I'm referring to food trucks alone because I know there's these numbers being quoted around. There were 500 trucks. 500 trucks included everything, including, you know, cement, in which they used to build terror tunnels. So currently, before the war, there were 70 trucks. Right now, there's around 200 trucks going in. The last 24 hours, 180 trucks went in the last 6 months. 22,000 trucks of aid have gone in. That's more than 400,000 tons of aid to the people who need it. However, the problem is not having it pass through any of our entry points. That's not the problem. That happens daily. Aid is inspected daily on our side and passes through the points. The problem is two problems, the distribution and Hamas stealing the aid, which is a war crime.
Well, there's another problem because you say 200 trucks have passed through, but the UN has said that many of those trucks are half empty after Israeli checks. And we're also learning from the UN that 95% of pregnant and breastfeeding women in Gaza are not getting adequate food or nutrition. There is still widespread starvation in Gaza right now, and that could be alleviated if more aid was allowed through road gates. Isn't that correct? Why don't you allow that in Israel?
I think that would be alleviated if Hamas didn't steal half of the aid going into Gaza. There was a live cam of, you know, Reuters TV that's clearly for everyone to see, captured Hamas terrorists standing on the trucks with weapons in Gaza, stealing the aid in northern Gaza. So if there's starvation in Gaza or if there is any sort of concern with access to aid, that is on the part of, one, Hamas doing war crimes by stealing the aid. It's not just a war crime, by the way. It's a deliberate policy of Hamas. In fact,
that is not what the U.S. is saying. It's not what the U.N. is saying. It's not what various agencies are saying. They are saying that.
Are you telling me that
Israel isn't allowing aid?
Are you telling me that various agencies and the U.S. are not saying that Hamas is stealing the aid? I think everyone knows Hamas is stealing the aid.
No, I think what they're saying categorically to us is that Israel isn't allowing adequate aid into Gaza. But can I ask you on another matter, because I know you're not going to agree with that position. Two more questions. One on Rafah. The Israeli Prime Minister has said that a date has been set for a ground invasion of Rafah. Is that within days or weeks?
We don't have exact numbers or exact timing of that, but he has set a date. Obviously, that's not something that he's going to release to the public until that operation, you know, ahead of that operation. I think once everything is set in place, they're still in the planning phase, then obviously that information will be released. But the Prime Minister has set a date. That's as much as we know.
How much is that playing to his political support? Because there are also reports and commentary in various Israeli newspapers, I know, that Israel, the IDF, has withdrawn from some towns like Khan Yunis. And the commentary and speculation is that that's to help a ceasefire deal and a release of hostages. Is that really what's going on, that the ground is being set for a ceasefire and a hostage and prisoner swap?
Like I said before, we are doing everything we can to have our hostages returned to their families. So every day we're working on that. So whether they're, you know, working on deals today, the answer is always going to be yes. Now, in terms of troop movements and things like that, this is a war that's been ongoing already for 6 months. So as we achieve various goals in the war, things shift. So, you know, if we achieve something in one area, then we move to another area to keep, you know, on in our path until we achieve total victory. So far, we've destroyed the majority of Hamas's terror army battalions, and there remain about three or four. So obviously, as the war progresses and as our goals in this war progress, you would see that reflected in our operations and in troops and things like that. So this is an ongoing war.
Rakala Karimson, Israeli government spokesperson, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Thank you for having me.